Tonight's the night that you finally do it. You're finally going to fuck a child. You've got a 7-year-old right there in your bed, all nude, and she looks delicious to you. You look at her body and how tiny she is, how frail her itty bitty frame looks. And you move over to her, kind of straddle on top of her. Her body, half the length of yours. And you lean down and you stroke the side of her little angelic 7-year-old face. And you start kissing a kid, pushing your tongue inside a kid's mouth, which drives you wild, knowing that you're kissing a child and about to have sex with this little girl. And you move down, admiring how flat that chest is, how usually you look down at your sexual conquest and see a curvy woman, right, with tits. But this is a child. And as you look down at that petite little body, you see no tits at all. Just a flat chest with tiny itty bitty nipples. And you grope that chest like you're groping a grown woman's breast. But there's nothing there. And you move your hands down her body. That tight, petite little waist of hers. Your hands kind of graze along her sides. And you realize that both of your hands can fit around her whole fucking waist. That's how tiny she is, because this is a child right before you. You've got a nude child in your hands, one that you can grab with both of your hands and meet together. And then you start moving down to admire that beautiful, cute, bald little pussy between her legs. And your hand grazes along it, and your palm is like 3 times the size of her tiny little pussy. And you might think, how am I supposed to fit my grown adult cock in something so tiny, so little? And you look down at her thin little thighs that are the size of a grown woman's wrist. And this is the body that you're about to fuck. This is the body that you've been craving to have sex with. It's so underdeveloped, so small. It's practically like the size of a little sex doll you can buy online, but this is a live human kid, a little girl, soon to be 8 years old, and you're about to fuck her. And your cock is throbbing at the excitement, throbbing, knowing that you're finally crossing some really fucked up line of having sex with a kid. And you take your cock, your hard cock, and you push it right there between her tiny little bald lips, feeling how soft and pliable they are, just moving the shaft of your cock up and down that slit, admiring how fucking large your cock looks compared to that itty bitty little cunny. And you move your cock to the side, just admiring her little slit, that hole that you're about to take. And you see it. It's about the width of your finger, the width of your pointer finger. And somehow your fat cock is going to be forced into there because you're going to make it fit in there. You want to fuck a little body, a little child that's this fucking tiny. And so, to kind of help out, you think, maybe I'll start her on top of me. So you sit up in the bed, you hold your cock straight up, and you tell her to get on top of you, her facing you. And she's squirming around a bit, kind of scared, but you hold her in place. You're so much bigger than her, so much fucking stronger. And you put your hands on that itty bitty waist. And you just keep pushing her down, making that tight little 7-year-old pussy try to stretch for the width of your cock. And you look up at her sweet little face, that child's face, and you see her wince and a little bit of pain. And you tell her it's going to be okay, just take it. I'll go slow as you keep trying to force her down, trying to stretch into a pussy that's so underdeveloped. It is not ready for cock, but guess what? You're going to fuck it, aren't you? It doesn't matter how underdeveloped and tiny that little womb is. You're going to fuck it. You're going to force your cock inside of there and take what the fuck you want. And you keep trying to push into there, admiring how tiny she is, how light she is in your lap, how easy it is to pick her up if you wanted to. But you have her attached right there on your cock. And maybe just the tip of it has entered this fucking kid. A little kid, a 7-year-old kid. You've got your cock in there. You've got your grown adult, big, girthy cock inside of this child, trying to force it into there. Forcing it into an underdeveloped, tiny little 7-year-old hole. A hole that isn't supposed to take anything. And she is trying to just take it. She's trying her best to be a good girl and take it for you. But you start to want to force a little bit harder. You're wanting to take it a little bit more. You want to feel the inside of that 7-year-old womb. So you flip her down on her back and you spread those tiny little legs. You, an adult man, spreading a child's leg so you can fuck her, so you can rape that little hole. And you push her legs up, exposing that tiny itty bitty slit, and it stretched just a little bit, so you just force it in just a little bit more. You can feel it, like, just really trying to fight against your violating adult cock, trying to violate that child's little tiny hole. And you need to just push in a little bit more, give it a little bit more force, because I know you want to feel inside of there. I know you want to reach that hymen and get to feel what it's like to really push past that point, really get to the back of that little 7-year-old womb with your big, thick adult cock. So keep fucking pushing into that child, that little tiny child that's right underneath you as she's just sinking into the bed from your weight. You're so much bigger than her. Just look down at this sight, how tiny she is, that flat little chest, her hands holding on to your arms as you keep pushing your adult cock talking to her little tiny itty bitty womb, and you're getting more and more inches into her. You feel her little tiny womb, that little tiny hole hugging around your cock, hugging and tightening and clamping around down you. And you gotta remember that this little child, this little 7-year-old kid is not ready for sex, and here you are pushing into her, an adult having sex with a child, pushing into her, getting ready to use her to milk your adult cock with your adult semen right into her 7-year-old womb. And she feels so fucking tight. You need more and more. So you keep forcing into her, forcing your big fat adult cock into that itty bitty hole, admiring how those lips look as they're just sliding down the length of your shaft. You keep fucking her, get deeper into that little underdeveloped womb. And I know that excites you, knowing that you're going to hit the back of that child's little pussy so fucking easily, because she's a kid. She's a fucking kid that shouldn't be ready for sex, but here you are, like, pushing into her, and you feel your balls really wanting to empty inside of her already, ready to push your semen right into her womb, and you know you're going to be pushing right there against her little cervix. But you know what? Since she's 7 years old, her body isn't ready for sperm. It's not even ready for sperm, so she won't even get pregnant, and that drives you fucking crazy. That drives you wild, knowing that you're trying to breed, essentially trying to breed a 7-year-old kid with your adult sperm. A 7-year-old kid that doesn't even, like, her body is not ready to take sperm and be bred, but you're going to fill up that little 7-year-old hole. That 7-year-old pussy is going to feel so good to flood that tiny itty bitty womb that's just hugging and clamping around your cock so fucking good. And look at her, just look down at her as she's whimpering and still trying her best to be a big girl and take it, as you start to pump harder into her, pushing past that hymen, reaching the back of her pussy wall, the back of her fucking cervix, and you're gonna flood her full with sperm. You're going to flood her like you're trying to breed her. She doesn't even know what sperm is. She doesn't even know what your adult cock can do. And you're about to come inside of her and flood her. You probably say, I'm about to come. And she has no idea what that means, because she's 7 years old. And she's just trying her best to take it. Trying her best to take the weight of your adult body on top of her. Trying her best to take the pain of you forcing into her little tiny 7-year-old hole. I want you to flood that little underdeveloped womb that's not even ready for your sperm. Fuck her like you're trying to breed this 7-year-old kid. Flood that little womb with so much sperm. She doesn't even know what cum is. I wish she could almost see what that cock can do, see what kind of explosion. See how that cock just spurts out so much cum. So much cum that's going to be inside her little womb. Inside of a womb that's not even ready to take it. Not even ready to even be fucked and penetrated. But you're using her like a little slut. You're using her like you're fucking a grown adult woman. But she's a fucking child. She's so tiny and developed underneath you. Her pussy feels so tight because it's not supposed to take cock. It's not supposed to take your grown adult cock, and that's why it feels good. And you love how wrong this feels. You love how fucked up this is. Fucking a kid, fucking a child, and finding her completely sexy, just right underneath you, being raped and being used for your cum. And it feels so good to come inside of there. doesn't it? I bet she probably feels you spasming in her tiny, itty-bitty 7-year-old womb. She feels it, and she probably feels how messy and squishy it is in there, not knowing what just happened, not knowing what your cock can even do. But you just came inside of her, didn't you? You just filled up her 7-year-old womb so deeply and so fucking hard.